In a world where fairy godmothers exist but offer useless blessings, where bone dogs can be loyal beyond death, and where impossible tasks become possible through sheer determination, Mara's journey unfolds. The youngest princess of the Harbor Kingdom, she has spent 15 years in a convent while her sisters suffered tragic fates in political marriages to the cruel Prince Vorling of the Northern Kingdom. When Mara discovers that her second sister Kanya is trapped in an abusive marriage, just as her eldest sister Damia was before her suspicious death, she embarks on a desperate quest. What lengths would you go to in order to save someone you love? Would you weave a cloak from burning nettles with your bare hands? Would you animate a dog from cemetery bones? Mara is about to find out exactly what she's capable of when failure isn't an option. Mara, the overlooked youngest princess of the Harbor Kingdom, adored her eldest sister Damia while maintaining a typical rivalry with middle sister Kanya. When Prince Vorling chose Damia for a strategic marriage, 12-year-old Mara mourned losing her confidant. 5 months later, Damia returned home in a glass coffin, supposedly from a fall while pregnant. Palace whispers revealed hidden bruises and a dismissed physician. Before mourning ended, Prince Vorling proposed to Kanya, who accepted, ignoring her sister's suspicious fate. At 15, Mara was sent to the convent of Our Lady of Grackles, officially a religious calling, but actually a political move, as Prince Vorling feared she might produce a male heir before the childless Kanya. The convent's simplicity proved liberating. Between tending herbs and making salves, Mara discovered her voice no longer carried political weight. In the library, she learned dead languages and weaving, experienced first love, and found unexpected peace in her new life. At her sister Kanya's childbirth ceremony, 20-year-old Mara noticed troubling signs. Prince Vorling prevented Kanya from comforting their crying baby. The godmother's blessing sounded ominous. "I shall serve her as I have served all her line, my life bound to theirs." 6 months later, Mara learned Kanya was pregnant again, though no birth announcement followed. While working with the sister apothecary, Mara developed a fear of childbirth. After 15 years in the convent, Mara received news her niece had died. Visiting the palace, she found Kanya pregnant again despite previous losses. Alone, Kanya admitted feeling nothing about her daughter's death. The child had been taken from her immediately after birth. Mara spotted bruises on Kanya's wrist and discovered the truth. Prince Vorling abused her. Kanya couldn't escape. Vorling would declare war if she fled. His paranoia about illegitimate children meant constant surveillance. "For the sake of our people, I will endure," Kanya explained. Having a son would make her expendable, while failing to produce an heir would lead to her death and Vorling marrying Mara next. Haunted by hatred for Prince Vorling, Mara confronted her mother about Kanya's abuse. The queen admitted knowing, explaining their small kingdom needed northern protection. She revealed she'd known of Vorling's questionable appetites and believed he had killed Damia. Desperate, Mara sought a dust wife, a woman who could speak to the dead. After weeks of travel, she found an elderly one living in a beehive-shaped house surrounded by chickens. The dust wife assigned Mara's first impossible task, sewing a cloak from owl cloth using nettle wool thread. Determined, Mara plunged her hands into burning nettles and spun despite the agony. Her hands blistered, but she persisted, thinking of Kanya's greater suffering. Using the nettle's central thorn as her needle, she completed the cloak with ruined fingers. For her second task, Mara created a dog from cemetery bones, selecting pieces with character, a skull with powerful jaws, leg bones suggesting both speed and grace. When the bone dog unexpectedly animated, it startled her by licking her face before darting into the fog, only to loyally return moments later. Their traveling party formed an odd group, the dust wife with her demon-possessed hen, Mara, and bone dog. Unable to travel with a skeletal dog, they visited the Goblin Market to expedite their journey to save Kanya. The market captivated Mara, jeweled pavilions beside mud huts, beings both human and otherworldly. Some had green or blue skin, others bore horns or antlers. Walking boars in starched collars and giant rats carrying a palanquin moved through crowds flowing like dancers. Following a moth purchased with 2 weeks of her life, they met a saint carrying a severed hand. The moth led them to a teeth cellar where they found Fenris, a knight trapped after sleeping in a fairy fort. Mara sacrificed a tooth to free him. They also bought a glamour for Bone Dog from a seller with donkey ears, paid for with a demon's egg from the hen, making Bone Dog appear normal. Fenris explained he'd killed a monstrous clan lord and 3 innocent guards before seeking fairy imprisonment. Now freed, he pledged, "You have bought my freedom with your own blood and bone. What little honor I have left is yours." Their journey led them to Agnes, Mara's fairy godmother and great aunt, born from Mara's great-grandfather's union with a fairy woman. Despite being limited to health blessings, Agnes eagerly joined their mission against Prince Vorling. They uncovered a shocking truth. The prince's godmother wasn't blessing royal babies, but cursing them. Bound to serve the royal family, she drained their life force for immortality, a curse making them immune to magic as long as the godmother draws breath. Mara realized their pattern of freeing creatures might apply to the godmother herself. Through palace catacombs, they found the first king's tomb who had bound her. The Dustwife awakened his spirit and broke his hold, ending the godmother's centuries of servitude. At Kanya's baby's christening, Agnes announced the Northern Kingdom's godmother had perished, breaking the curse. She pronounced her own curse. The infant would grow fatherless but healthy and strong. During the chaos, Bone Dog created a diversion, sacrificing himself as Fenris killed Prince Vorling. After the assassination, Kanya displayed political savvy by declaring her infant son king and herself regent, aligning with powerful nobles to secure power. Mara and the Dustwife returned under cover of darkness to free Fenris from his living entombment. His first words, "I knew you would come." As they escaped, Mara remembered Kanya's parting gift, coins and Bone Dog's bones, with the charge to find the freedom I never could. The Dustwife returned home with Agnes as apprentice, while Mara reassembled Bone Dog's skeleton. When a tear fell onto the skull, magic sparked, bringing Bone Dog back to life. Recognizing she'd outgrown her past, Mara suggested she and Fenris rescue others from the Goblin Market's cruel bargains. As they embraced, Bone Dog bounded between them, tail wagging. Through impossible tasks and unexpected alliances, Mara gained something more valuable than her initial quest, not just saving her sister, but discovering her own path to freedom, where determination, courage, and genuine connection make the impossible achievable.